We talk a lot about blogs on this show and how sort of the, we call it the blog wars between newspapers and things online. But my family's been in the radio business for 20 years, and it's a struggling business just like newspapers. I mean, sort of every old media is changing. And we have a podcast now, and there are a lot more prevalent shows that you can get online. Is terrestrial radio in as much trouble as newspapers, or is that just limited to music and sports talk is sort of immune?
Well, I was going to say, I think it's certain things. News, sports, talk, people want local. KYW will always do well. People want their local news. Yeah. They also want their local traffic. WIP will do well. I listen to sports talk radio on cable radio and or satellite radio, excuse me, and I'm not that interested in the USC Trojans, and I don't necessarily care what's going on in Minnesota or North Dakota. I want to know what's happening with the Phillies and the Sixers and the Flyers and the Eagles, and I think our audience does too. In terms of music, yeah, it's great. Satellite radio is great. I can turn on my XM and I can get my, you know, hits from the 60s, and I can get my reggae, and I can get my classical, and I can get whatever I'm in the mood for. So in that sense, it's going to be very difficult for local over-the-air radio to compete. But I think when it comes to anything but talk, news, sports, local is going to do very well.
And I think one of the things that you've done for years, especially on the night show, is give credit to different blogs or different websites you read, Pro Football Talk, the TV site.
700level.com is very good, sure.
We love it.
Exactly. And it seems a lot of radio people sort of shy away from talking about this stuff or crediting information they got there. So do you think that that sort of dynamic is ramping up where, I mean, obviously we know one host who discredits the Pro Football Talk all the time, whereas other people will cite it. So do you think that is sort of ramping up as a disagreement, or do you think that can coexist well where people are crediting that as a real news source?
Well, it's going to have to coexist because, you know, people do blogs and they're not going anywhere. So people are going to have to accept them one way or the other. See, when you talk about blogs, it's like talking about television. There's good television and there's bad television. There's blogs that are dynamic and interesting and break stories and well-written, and there's blogs that are just, you know, the stereotype of a guy sitting around in his pajamas in his basement typing his ideas that travel out into space and nobody sees them. The blogs that are good, the blogs that make sense, the blogs that are compelling will gain an audience and they'll survive. It's like any other market. The bad ones will go away, I hope, and the good ones will flourish.